A background check on Santa. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Well, the most wonderful time of the year is here, and while some of you may experience some delays at the airport this week, air security officials, after doing a background check, have given the pilot of one unusual aircraft full access to U.S. airspace tomorrow. Gary Crawford has this report on Santa's background.
Yes, there was a Father Christmas in England, Papa Noel in France, and other countries had their versions, but in this country, many of these began to sort of come together and were really given life in 1823.
Was the night before Christmas and all through the house.
Dr. Clement Clark Moore's poem, The Night Before Christmas, and Anne Efland says,
it includes a lot of the, you know, the reindeer on the roof and the stockings by the hearth and all of those bits and pieces that we associate with the Santa Claus legend.
To add to the words of Clement Moore, later on came the pictures of Santa that cartoonist Thomas Nast drew in Harper's Weekly magazine. He drew those between 1863 and 1886.
And over the course of that time, the Santa that we know evolved through his cartoons, including the idea that Santa was at the North Pole and was building toys all year round, that he got left letters from the children requesting toys, that he kept track of which children behaved and didn't behave.
He's making a list, checking it twice.
Yes, and the most recent change in Santa's appearance, which has been accepted, showed up in the 1930s in a series of ads and calendars by the Coca-Cola Company, yes, who made him even older, fatter, more grandfatherly, and thirsty, of course, but still our basic Saint Nick. And once again, in just a few days,
Santa Claus is coming to town.
In Washington, you better be good. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And once again, Santa and his reindeer will be flying tomorrow night across America and here in Tennessee, delivering those tidings of joy. Merry Christmas, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.